Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, the supporters of the Zionist regime and some of the people of the usurping regime have been speaking gibberish in these 2 or 3 days, and it continues, which includes introducing Islamic Iran as being behind this movement. They are wrong, he says. It's not an Iranian-made plan to begin with. For starters, no, it is not an Iranian-made plan. When the Palestinians go and Al-Aqsa storm operation that they started, it was the Palestinians, the native, like we mentioned before. They are the ones who carried it out at their own will. Hamas is there and other Mujahideen forces are there. They planned for it. It's not an overnight thing that, you know, today just Iran said, oh yeah, just go ahead and, you know, enter. No, they planned for it on their own. And one thing the world needs to start coming to terms with is that Palestine and the Palestinian resistance today is stronger than ever before. The only reason they keep saying that, oh, there's a bigger player, Iran, behind the scenes, is because they're wanting not to acknowledge the fact that Palestinian resistance is strong, confident, equipped, well-planned, sophisticated, as we see in this last operation. They're all of these things, and the enemy, Zionist regime, and the mainstream media, and the Western backing forces, the United States, the UK, the France, all of these, they just want to live in denial. So they're like, okay, if we give too much credit to Palestinians, so what they say in return is, oh, Iran is behind it. First and foremost, Iran is not behind it. Secondly, Iran's unwavering support for the oppressed Palestinians, it is not a new thing. Throughout the history, since the issue started, and since Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, back in the day, announced that we are going to be supporting the Palestinian nation and Palestinian people, and we stand up for the rights of the oppressed, wherever they are, and we are going to defend Masjid al-Aqsa. When Imam Khomeini, he said all of these things, Imam Khamenei kept up with it. Imam Khamenei, he has been consistent in his support for the Palestinian oppressed, the nation of Palestine. So it's not a news. But to say that this operation was orchestrated by Iran in some form and shape, no. It's, again, the policies of the Zionist regime of Israel. Right. The constant subjugation and constant pressure that they have been applying on the innocent people of Palestine, it resulted in this. The world needs to realize this. There's no conspiracy going on. There's no proxy war going on. Palestinians are fighting for themselves. The reason they're trying to put it on Iran is because they are humiliated. They can't take the humiliation that resistance force, which is the Palestinians, the Hamas and others, they were able to get into the occupied lands and claim even some of the villages back. They took the hostages for the first time, the civilian hostages, which we already said that these are the military people. They have training. Yeah. Even the women are trained. They're spies. And plus they're occupiers, make it easy. They're occupiers. So they've taken these occupiers hostage in hundreds. I don't know what the number is right now. This is the first time ever. So they don't want to give a credit to a group, but Iran's unwavering support has always been there, and it's not just for the Palestinians, it's for the Lebanese people as well, it's for the Yemeni people as well, it's for the Syrian people as well, it's for the Pakistani people as well, it's for the Kashmiri people as well, Islamic movement of Nigeria, like Nigerian people. Iran's unwavering support for the oppressed has been there. There's no two opinions about it. That's always been there. But to say that Iran somehow orchestrated this particular operation, there's no evidence of that. By the way, in Iran's constitution, it says very clearly they will and are supporting the oppressed no matter where they are, and that includes Palestine. They're no exception. So it's not a conspiracy theory, it's not a proxy war the way they're trying to pretend.